So, I don't know how many of you guys played video games growing up, or maybe even still play video games, but I can tell you that once you realize that this game of entrepreneurship, this game of business, this game of, quite frankly, just making money, really is so eerily similar to a video game. And what I mean by that is, in the exact same way in a video game, you have levels, and each level there's different unlocks, and there's different conquests and different challenges, and you have to pick what tools you use and what character is the best for the right challenge. And also a very big aspect of it is the fact that you get to try again. And I think most people really underestimate that in life. In this game of making money, you can try again and again and again until eventually you crack the code and you win the game. So in today's video, I'm gonna show you exactly how to win this game of making money online. So with that being said, making money online is a video game, and here is how to win. Today, I'm gonna share some things with you that will completely change the way you think about making money online. You see, I'm gonna show you how making money online is exactly like playing a video game, and how you can win the game. Because most people online are gonna tell you that success comes down to luck, connections, or some sort of secret formula that only the chosen ones know about. But I am gonna keep it very real with you. That is complete bullshit. If you've been following me for any extended period of time, you know that I am all about giving you the truth, even when it's not what everyone else is saying. And the simple truth is that making money online is much simpler than you think. But it frustrates me because I see so many people that just don't know how to play the game. They wander around aimlessly, wondering why they're not making progress while others are running the laps around them. And it would be very easy for me to come on here and give you all this motivational rah-rah BS about, you know, just keep working harder, believe in yourself. But unfortunately, that is not gonna help you win the game. I wanna make it clear, of course, working hard is important, but knowing how to play the game is the key. This is what truly separates the winners from the rest. And I know this because I've been playing this game, this video game of making money online, for 10 years now. And in this video game, I've reached what some people might call the final boss level. Multiple eight-figure businesses, financial freedom, and the ability to help people all around the world. At this point, I've worked extremely hard, yes, of course, also been extremely blessed. But I have everything that anyone could ever want. And the funny thing is, I am more in love with this game now than I have ever been. And it makes me very excited because today, I'm gonna break down exactly how the game works and how you can win it too, even if you are starting from level zero. But before we dive in, if you are serious about leveling up your income online, I'm gonna go ahead and drop a link in the description to your guys' favorite video that I've released this year. It's called The Laziest Ways to Make Money Online in 2025. After you watch this video, definitely go watch that video next. We get a little bit more technical with some of the different business models and which one might be the best suited for you. So with that being said, let's get into it. You see, the truth is, making money online is not a game of luck. Most people jump into business with absolutely no strategy, hoping that something will just eventually stick. That is like trying to beat the final boss by tapping random buttons on a PlayStation controller. I mean, yeah, sure, you might get lucky once or twice, but you will never consistently win with the strategy. You see, from years of playing, I found that to consistently win the game, you must learn how to play it first. And when it comes to learning how to play the game, there are three things you must take into account. But before we break these down, here's the good news. You see, a few years ago, this game used to be restricted to a selected few players. In the past, only people with serious technical skills, massive budgets, or connections could enter the game and play at the highest level. It was like having a game that required super expensive hardware that most people just simply couldn't afford. But there's something massive that changed this. You see, the advent of the internet and AI has completely democratized the game. Because now, anyone with internet access can play the game, and the barriers to entry have been completely obliterated. Yet, most people don't understand the opportunity they have in front of them right now. Which brings me to the three key pillars that you need to win this game. And that's the right strategy, the right vehicle, and the right tools. So, let me break these down. And we begin with the right strategy. You see, when it comes to strategy, most players out there, they fall into one of two groups, both of which are losing. The first group are the ones that just have no strategy at all. They just wander around hoping for some miracle to magically appear, to magically happen. And this makes no sense. I'll try to explain it in video game terms. By the way, I had to speak with some members of my team. I was never the biggest gamer. Back in the day, I used to do a FIFA Ultimate Team. I used to like trade the cards and like get the Ultimate Team coins and stuff like that, and then sell it to kids at school. about as far as my gaming career ever went, so I had to consult some of my team and my friends to help me with some of these references. But just to put it into perspective, it's like loading into a Fortnite map and running around without a plan on where to gather some loot and hoping to somehow just win the match. Or take Clash of Clans as an example. The top players don't just throw troops at bases randomly and hope for the best. They study the layout, they pick the right troops, and time their attack to perfection. And making money online is no different. You just need a clear strategy so that way you know how to invest your time and effort in order to dominate the game. Imagine trying to play a game where you don't know what to do or where to go. At that point, you would just run around aimlessly, get frustrated, and just end up quitting. And that is exactly what most people without a clear strategy online are doing. I mean, just think about it. If you don't have a clear strategy, how could you possibly know what to aim for? But don't get me wrong, the second group is just as bad. These are the people who have a strategy in place, but their strategy does not align with their goals. And that is why it's so important to get clear on your goals. In fact, most video games also reward those who have clear goals, because having a clear goal is part of what makes a good strategy. Let's take another game. Let's take Among Us as an example. In Among Us, some players are crewmates and others are imposters, and each role requires a clear goal to win. Crewmates want to complete tasks and identify imposters, while imposters want to eliminate crewmates and sabotage the mission without getting caught. The point I'm trying to make here is this. Without a goal, crewmates would wander without completing tasks, and imposters would fail to sabotage effectively. In other words, the goal dictates your strategy and outcome. And I see this happen all the time in the online space. People having misaligned goals that simply don't match the stage that they're at in their journey. And then they wonder why they never see the results. That is like trying to be a level 1 player and beat a level 50. And I'll give you an example with a video game I understand a little bit better. Let's take FIFA. You know how hard it is to beat someone who has all of the best players. We all know what it's like, or at least I've had this experience 10 years ago. I don't know what it's like now with Ultimate Team, but you know, the preloading game where you see the person you're playing against, what team they have and what special cards. And sometimes you just go into a game and you just know, like, you're done. And the reason I say this is because most people are doing this right now. They're spending hours a day fighting an uphill battle and making things harder for themselves. It's like trying to find the winning product in e-commerce and doing that while competing with someone who's already been testing products for 5 years and knows exactly which ones to sell. So, what do successful players do instead? What they do is they pick a strategy that aligns with their current level, and then they validate that strategy and execute it for years. And here is part of the strategy that I have been using for years, regardless of what business I get into. If you follow just this strategy alone, you are already ahead of 90% of people. So the first step is you must start by identifying what I call a unique value zone. This is where you identify a specific and painful problem that people have. No matter what business you go into, you will have to get clear on this. This is not about appealing to everyone. Instead, focus on a specific group of people with a specific problem. Then, once you've put some thought into this, you can then start thinking about creating an offer that directly solves that problem. Put simply, winners know exactly who they help and how they will provide value to people before anything else. They have a clear strategy that aligns with their objectives. Now, does this mean that you have to have everything figured out straight away? Absolutely not. You don't have to have the perfect product or strategy straight away. Like I said, you just need a clear strategy. Once you have this first pillar, then you can start to figure out the rest. Just like in Pokemon, where you start as a new trainer with just one Pokemon, like Charmander, and a simple goal like leveling up your character. You don't have everything figured out straight away, and that's totally fine, because at least you have clear direction. As you play, you catch more Pokemon, learning which ones are the strongest against other types. Then you level them up, you earn badges, and you build a team that can take on the Elite Four, with each step building on to the last. And the beauty of this online game is that anyone can get started with it, even those who have a job or maybe a university. There are simply no excuses, and you can use your 9-to-5, and I recommend you do, as your funding source to play the game. Now, I don't know if you've seen my video. I think it was actually criminally underrated, if I do say so myself. I think it was some of my better work, but I have a video titled How to Escape the Rat Race Without Quitting Your 9-to-5. If you watch that video, you will already know what I'm talking about. But going back to the gaming analogies, just like in Warzone, you wouldn't throw away your starting gear until you found better equipment. And what I'm trying to say here is that if you have a job Use it as your starting gear to keep you alive while you level up in this game. And just so I understand you better, and I've been spending a lot more time kind of in the comments, looking at your guys' comments, responding to as many as I can at least. And I've been uploading 10 years on YouTube now, and I'm actually kind of re-falling back in love with it recently. And I think one of the big reasons why is because I've been spending more time in the comments just interacting with you guys. But anyways, all that to say, I want you to go ahead and leave a comment down below letting me know what stage of life you're in, whether you're still studying in school, whether you're in university, whether you have a job. But anyways, part of having a solid strategy implies picking the right vehicle. One that aligns with where you're currently at in your journey, which brings me to the second pillar. And that, my friend, is the right vehicle. Picking the right vehicle means picking a business model that fits and aligns with where you are at in your journey. Listen, I'll be honest with you. The truth is that there's no best business model, just ones that are better suited for where you are at right now. Think about a game like Call of Duty, for example, a video game that I do have a little bit of experience with in the past. Some people are better with an assault rifle in their hands for precision, while some may prefer to have a submachine gun so that way they can run around more easily. Or if you're anything like me, it's going to be a sniper rifle because you're a quickscope god. Anyways, the point I'm trying to get across here is this. Some guns will suit your playstyle better. And that's the truth of it. Now, I want to make this clear. That doesn't mean that you need the best gun straight away, because a sniper in the hands of a novice would be no use. But when you get this right, it's like having a ray gun in the final round of zombies to win the game. And the same applies to making money online. Some business models are easier to get started with than others, which is why it is so important for you to know what vehicle is right for you at your career stage. And this is really where most people go wrong. I see beginners trying to start software companies. And I also see people with little to no money trying to start in e-commerce, where they're likely to spend a lot of money before finding the right product. Now, remember earlier, I mentioned that a lot of people, well, they get this wrong because their strategy just simply doesn't align with their objectives. And by the way, it's not that these business models don't work. They do, but the problem is, if you're just getting started out, you can't afford to risk everything you've got. I know it sounds motivational, it sounds rah-rah, it sounds nice, you know, burn the boats, burn the bridges, you know, risk everything, but that's just not smart. For me personally, I am all about minimizing risk when you first get started. And I don't like business models that put you at a disadvantage from the very start, because I don't think it's fair for you to spend all of your hard-earned money on something that may not get you any results, which is why picking the right vehicle is the most important pillar of them all. And listen, I could come on here and tell you to pick a certain business model because it's the best, which is what I see a lot of gurus and influencers doing, but I don't like doing things that way. You're a smart individual, you should be able to figure it out yourself. I think it's much better if you see everything presented in front of you and then you just figure things out yourself. But if I were to give you my honest opinion, it would be digital products. For me personally, it's the best risk to reward business model of anything out there. And bear in mind, I have physical product businesses, I have software businesses, I have service-based businesses. So for me personally, it's my favorite, but you should figure out what is right for you. And that's why I recommend watch that video I'm gonna link below, because I just analyze a lot of different business models. And as I said, I'm not biased because I have businesses in literally all of these industries. So for me, I think it's the best risk to reward business model, but does that mean it's the best model of all? Not necessarily. Once again, it will depend on where you are at in your journey. But as I said, unlike a lot of people that try to give advice, I actually speak from experience because I've started every type of business out there, whether it be consumable brands, physical product businesses, software companies, service-based businesses, digital product businesses. I have started all these kinds of businesses and I've also invested in all these kinds of businesses. I speak to business owners making millions and millions of dollars a year, but I also speak to people who are just getting started. I see it all, so I know what works and what doesn't for people from all levels. So today, I'm not going to get into the actual nitty-gritty of why I see a huge opportunity with digital products right now. As I said, I already made an entire video breaking down the different business models and which ones are the best for different career stages. So as I said, if you are interested in finding out which vehicle is the best for your stage, go ahead and watch the video. I'll link in the description after you watch this one. Now, put simply, a good vehicle for someone who's just getting started needs to have at least two key things. First, little to no upfront investment, and number two, unlimited scaling potential. But to truly master how to play the game, there's one final pillar that I haven't spoken about yet, and that is the right tools. You see, tools are the ultimate competitive advantage. What used to take months of work can now be done in just a few hours with the right tools. And this is where AI comes in as your ultimate weapon. You see, it's like getting the Oppressor MK2 in GTA Online. With it, you can complete missions in record time, move around quicker than everyone else, and do more with less. In other words, if you are trying to make money online without leveraging the right tools, including AI, you are going to stay behind. In fact, I'll let you in on a little secret about AI. AI won't replace humans. What will replace humans are humans that know how to use AI. But here's the thing about tools. It doesn't just have to be AI. And it's not just about having them. It's about having access to the right ones and also knowing how to use them. It's like in Apex Legends. The pros know the best loot drop spots, know how to rotate across the map, and how to use tools like zip lines and jump pads to stay ahead. And the same applies to business. If you understand where and how to use tools, you are going to move way faster than everyone else. And that is exactly why I've included two of the most powerful tools inside of Monetize. But listen, I'm not gonna talk about these at length today. For now, just ask yourself this. Why do you think I made my biggest investment to date into WAP earlier this year? By the way, just so you understand the platform that I made this major investment in, our earners are making an average of $7,382 a month on WAP. And by the way, you can just Google that. I believe so firmly in the digital product space, which is why I wrote a check for millions and millions and millions of dollars to become a co-owner in WAP. And that's also why inside Monetize, I either develop or I pay licensing fees to be able to give our members incredible tools that leverage the power of AI to make the process of starting a business that much easier. Now, at this point, you might be wondering, oh, well, how do I buy this Monetize thing? You can't. I'm sorry to say that Monetize is currently closed as we focus on helping our members get results. But there is still something that I want you to do right now to prepare for when Monetize reopens. Remember we spoke about the importance of strategy earlier? I want you to grab a piece of paper and divide it into three columns: interests, experiences, and expertise. Now in each column, I want you to write down the different pain points of the audiences you would consider creating a digital product for. For now, don't worry about the complexity and the logistics. For the interests column, I want you to think about things you genuinely enjoy or are curious about. What problems do people face in these areas? For the experiences column, consider challenges you've personally overcome or situations that you've been through. What struggles have you navigated that others are still facing? For the expertise column, this could be skills from your job, hobbies, or just things you're naturally good at. I want you to think, what do people ask you for help with? Remember, you don't need to be a world-class expert in the things that you write down. This is just to get you to start thinking along the right lines. If you have solved a problem that someone else is struggling with, well then that's valuable enough to someone out there. The key is for you to get these ideas down on paper now, so that way you can start strategizing about who you could help. Think of it like preparing your character build before you actually get the best weapon in the game. As Seneca once said, luck is when preparation meets opportunity. By doing this, you are positioning yourself in the right place for when Monetize reopens. You are getting clear on your strategy, so that way, when you get access to the right tools, you can capitalize on this opportunity. But there's one final thing that I want you to do. Remember how we spoke earlier about how the right vehicle is the most important pillar of all? Well, I want you to figure out what that vehicle is for you. So go ahead and watch this video, first link in the description. It will literally keep you here on YouTube. It is the key to helping you figure out the different business models and which is the best for you. Because the truth is, if you have $1 million in your bank account, my recommendation is gonna be completely different than if you're just getting started from zero. So here is what I want you to take away from this video. Making money online isn't about luck, connections, or secret knowledge. It's about knowing how to play the game the right way. And the good news is, the game has never been more accessible because most players are still clueless trying to figure out the rules that I gave you here today. And now that you know the rules, you, my friend, have an advantage over everyone else who is just getting started. And the best part about playing this game is that it's even more rewarding than any video game. You know why? Because the rewards are real. Real money, real freedom, and real impact. You see, the game is waiting on you. The question is, are you ready to finally start playing it? And with that, I hope you enjoyed today's video. And as always, I'm watching from afar and I'm rooting for you.